They gathered data for four full years between 2020 and 2024. Now, I would like to think, as I'm sure everybody else would, that that monitoring would have led to data being analysed and then updating the risk assessment to do with our coastal erosion so that we can plan now and protect our communities. Instead, we've been told that there's no plans to analyse this data that's been ongoing for 4 years. And I think that's worrying. The raw data has been distributed here to Donegal County Council. But at present, they don't have anyone to read that data. So they have to apply for funding now to get someone to read that data. You know, and this is a real issue, a real time issue. You know, as in relation to coastal erosion, it's you know, evolving all the time, and it's happening even today. You know, and now we don't have any. After that 4 years, you know, of monitoring, we aren't even able to find out what is happening to our coasts, you know, which is very concerning for people that live on our coastlines, and businesses, obviously, and what have you, who are approaching me to say, look, we're worried here, and after 4 years, we haven't even anyone to read that data.
It's questionable as well, you know, that data would have cost money to obtain, so, you know, what was really...
Of course, it does seem a bit pointless at this stage. Now, obviously, we're leading blind here again, because how long is it going to take for, you know, the funding to come through to get a specialist to read that data? And that's what I'm sort of saying in there today, that simply isn't good enough, you know, that we need to know what's happening to our coastline. This is not a situation, you know, coastal erosion, there's no coming back from it. And if there's preventative measures that we can do, we need to make sure those are in place.
There was a comment made in there as well that the OPW funds research, but not so much then on the follow through for it. So it's like,
I had a lot of people listening to that. It wouldn't have made much sense, you know. Like, well, this is a typical example. There's no follow through now on, you know, what they've done the past 4 years, you know. So what is the point of it if there's nothing forthcoming out of it, you know? And that's what I was trying to raise today.
And then another emotion that you raised was the safety defects for apartments and duplexes. Now, you just wanted to try and get the defective concrete sort of falling in underneath that there, so that they don't sort of fall between two stools.
Exactly. And I want that commitment, because I visited a lady last week in her golden years who is living in an apartment. All around her, people have moved out for safety reasons. She bought the apartment from the council. She has no pathway forward. She's not allowed on the enhanced effective block scheme, so there's no way that she can move forward in any way. So with the defective with the apartment safety defects remediation bill going through the Oireachtas shortly, I believe it's important we have that clarification that she and other apartment owners will be included. There's too many properties excluded from this scheme. This is a small cohort of people. You know, if this is a way forward for them, we need to push that for them.